I will present here the design of smart workshop drawers, integrated with a parts database accessible from a computer or phone. These drawers make it easy to search for parts. When a part name is entered, the cells containing it are highlighted in color. This allows you to quickly and efficiently find the part you are looking for. The project shown here was made by me together with @ddamerzaz. A colleague from Serbia soldered a lot of these drawers with 4 racks. I made 1 prototype. In my case, everything is controlled by BK7231N. In my colleague's case, initially it was ESP8266, NodeMCU, and then NodeMCU with BK. The project idea and basic scripts, which we later improved, came from, what will you need for the project? A rack of drawers, e.g., the patrol that is popular with us, a WS2812B strip, it will need to be cut, wires for connection, soldering equipment, we will solder each diode separately, some controller for WS2812B, preferably ESP, but on BK7231 we also managed to run it, some PHP hosting, you can also use for this Raspberry, or normally an old laptop. From my tests, it seems that even up to 20 watts you can go down with such a laptop. A lot of patience while soldering. Building drawers. You will need some sort of drawer rack to which it is easy to attach the diodes. Attach 1 diode per drawer. The order in which the diodes are attached matters, because somehow you have to count the index of a given XY position on the PHP side. But this can always be changed later in the code. The bigger problem is how much work is involved in attaching the diodes themselves. Here are some photos of the work, both from a colleague and myself. Fitting. Preparing the connections. Fitting can be soldered on the drawers or separately. Right off, testing with NodeMCU. In the testing stage, it is also worth measuring the current consumption. This will verify our earlier estimate of what kind of power supply we need. I also made 1 segment myself. I had a WS2812B protected from moisture on hand, so I had to free them first. I built my patrol drawers with them. Findings. Soldering outside the drawers. This has the downside that minor imprecisions accumulate. I have bad memories of this soldering. You have to be patient. It's not that it's difficult, as the solder came out the first time, but it was time-consuming. Fixed. Hopefully, it won't need servicing. The 2 loops of longer wires are sort of like buffers to be able to match the alignment of the other LEDs. Interface WS2812B controller. The interface is the same for the BK7231 and ESP8266. The control with LEDs is done via REST requests, which is simply via HTTP. The following requests are supported. Enable a given LED for a configured time. Set the color of the enabled LEDs. Setting the LED off color. Setting the LED on time when the LED is on. Setting the ambient color for all LEDs on or off. Setting the ambient color for all LEDs. The above queries run in the browser. They can be tested without putting up a database. The empty query returns the current settings. This is not implemented for the version on BK7231. This is what these queries look like in practice. Suspect in Wireshark. Firmware on ESP8266. The basic version of the ESP8266 batch that we modified does not have Wi-Fi settings management. To help a colleague, I added Wi-Fi Manager to it, so that it could be easily paired with our Wi-Fi. In a nutshell, the firmware on the ESP includes simple writing and reading of settings from the EEPROM, i.e. flash. On the ESP, this is how access to flash is called. WS2812 support via the NeoPixelBus library. REST interface support via the AREST library. Copied and simplified Wi-Fi Manager library, so that we could easily pair the controls. Code also defines the pins, e.g. the push button from pairing. But everything can be seen on the page. The code also defines the pins, e.g. of the pairing button. But you will see everything in the code. I do not use this version at all, but if you have any questions, I will help. This firmware is in the form of ..